Hi, this is Rob Yannis with Musings on System Change. In previous episodes, we have been talking about the problems within the green economy, the problems with just simply reforming the system. Now we're going to try to go beyond green capitalism, beyond the reform system. Before we get into that, I want to read this quote by Wendell Berry, American farmer, poet, and systems change thinker. We do need a new economy, he says, but one that is founded on thrift and care, on saving and conserving, not on excess and waste. An economy based on waste is inherently and hopelessly violent, and war is its inevitable byproduct. We need, he says, a peaceable economy. All right, great quote by Wendell Berry. So, one of the main gifts of the Green Movement, I think, has been to show that prosperity transcends material concerns, that true wealth resides in the quality of our lives, in vibrant communities and a healthy environment, and that true wealth has little to do with profit. We in the Green Movement have also managed to present a new macroeconomic vision where sustainability trumps growth and consumption. And in other words, we are for real needs and not mindless consumerism. Most importantly, the Green Movement has emphasized the need to establish environmental and resource limits on economic activity. What we in the Green Movement have overlooked, however, is the power of the profit motive, the structurally inbuilt growth impulse in capitalism, which I think will trump all other visions. Well, we have seen it has done that already, unless we restructure the macroeconomic system itself. The profit motive in capitalism makes the market undemocratic and monopolistic. Capitalism is fundamentally based on property rights, while democracy is based on personal rights. Economist Jaroslav Vanek, I remember him saying something like, the most important aspect of capitalism, its objective function, in fact, is to maximize profit. In other words, capitalist firms do not like regulation. They do not like to be told to add costs, including environmental costs, to the profit equation, because that will, of course, reduce the profit. They will fight that possibility at every turn in the road. It is for this reason that greenwashing, meaning when companies advertise being more environmentally responsible than they really are, is so common. The powerful drive of the profit motive is trumping all other interests, be those interests of the employees, the community, or the environment. This is also the main reason why an unregulated capitalist economy and a democratic and sustainable economy are incompatible. We need system change. So this podcast today is the beginning of a new series, you could say, talking about green system change. What does that mean? What are some of the structural changes we need to make? Or what are some of the system changes we need to make? I think we have two choices right now. We can, as we do today, make incremental or half-hearted changes through consumer choices and painstakingly slow legislation, or we can make more fundamental changes by facilitating the democratic evolution of the economy, or even a revolution, if that is what we need, toward an economy whose objective is not to maximize profit, but to maximize the welfare of people and the environment through better participation and planning. The main difference between our suggestion and most of the policy suggestions that so far have been delivered within the Green Movement is that the emphasis has been on consumer choice and legislation. I think that this is not good enough because it won't curb the profit motive of the capitalist economy itself. Therefore, we need economic restructuring. We need to restructure the system itself. We need to grow a new economy that can take the place of the old economy. Without such a system change, the old economic vision will simply continue to drive economic concerns. We'll continue to look at nature as a free lunch, as a sinkhole to simply dump our waste in. Well, okay, rhetoric aside, the main problem, I think, with the old economy is the capitalist market's inevitable nature to concentrate wealth and compromise human and environmental concerns. This is the number one problem. This fundamental issue has not been compellingly addressed by the green progressives, the green riders, the environmental movement at large, which, of course, I'm part of. So, the capitalist economy is best suited for smaller scale private enterprise, the way that Adam Smith originally intended. So, in other words, I'm not talking about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, to throwing away capitalism as a system. We simply need to reduce capitalism, to restructure capitalism, and realize that capitalism is best suited for small scale business. Otherwise, it becomes the monster that we have today. And this is, I think, what Adam Smith originally intended. But unregulated capitalism will become corporate capitalism, will become mega trillionaires. The economy today is run by these trillionaires and billionaires. We don't want that. We don't need that. So if capitalism is not broken up or restructured through governmental policy, the corporate giants will grow the capitalist market to unsustainable levels, no matter how many checks and balances society sets in place, no matter how ethical our leaders are, just like today. Therefore, the capitalist market economy must be restructured so that it only comprises small private businesses such as restaurants, farms, shops, artisan breweries, bakeries, and so on, what have you. Sustainability is really incompatible with corporate capitalism. In other words, sustainability is incompatible with the system we have today. If capitalism or corporate capitalism is left structurally unchanged, that is, without reducing the size and power of the corporations, the profit model will eventually dominate the economic and cultural spirit of society, no matter how much legislation is imposed. More importantly, it will delay the inevitable emergence of the next economy, an economy built not only on healthy competition, but on worker cooperation, entrepreneurial collaboration, and deep sustainability. Thank you for listening. So this is the beginning of some new topics in this series. Hope to that you're with me next time. Thank you so much.